Now your emails. First up, my interview with Yosemite Park Ranger Bob Roney. He goes by Yosemite Bob.
When I went to Yosemite for the first time, I had no idea what to expect. I spent less than 24 hours there, and when I left a little piece of my heart there.
So Bob Roney returned, and he's been working at Yosemite for more than 40 years.
Well, the most common refrain we heard from you, our listeners, is that you love Yosemite National Park as much as Yosemite Bob does. Christine Irwin of Anaheim, California writes, "Yosemite Bob articulated what myself and many others feel about the most amazing place on the planet. From this story, you can almost feel the wind blowing through the grasses on the meadow and hear the rushing of the Merced. For 7 wonderful minutes, I was transported back to the Yosemite High Country."
On to some of the world's most astounding food. Scotland has been thrown into an uproar over a finding by a food historian.
She suggests that the national dish haggis, which, Madeline, you've tried, I have not.
Delicious.
Haggis was invented in England, this food historian says. That's because of a reference she found in an English cookbook in 1615, predating any Scottish reference by more than a century. We talked to a former world champion haggis maker and a Scot who still believes haggis is 100% Scottish.
And Christine Donovan of Davis, California writes that history may back him up on this one. She writes, "At the time the cookbook was apparently written, 1615, King James I was the ruling monarch. However, until he ascended the English throne," Donovan continues, "James was King James VI of Scotland, the son of Mary Queen of Scots. It seems to me only natural that a man raised in Scotland would enjoy haggis and that his cooks would prepare that delicacy for him even after his departure for England."
Well, wherever it came from originally, apparently not every Scotsman or woman loves haggis. John Wilde of Greenwood, South Carolina, shared this story about a Scotswoman he once knew in Canada. He writes about helping her pack to move back to Scotland. "She opened a cabinet in her kitchen and showed me 18 cans of Baxter's haggis. Her previous employer in the old country had sent her a can every year as a Christmas present." And Mr. Wilde continues, "Unfortunately, she couldn't stand haggis. Neither could her husband. Even her dog turned up his nose. She knew better than to tempt her cat. 'Would you like them?' she asked. Although I had never sampled a haggis, it didn't sound appealing. I declined her offer."
And if you hear on our air something as appealing or maybe unappealing as haggis, let us know. Please write to us by going to npr.org and clicking on Contact Us at the bottom of the page.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.